Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Of the spirit medium part, but I am Bonnie Albers. I'm a psychic spirit medium. I'm an RN, an LNC, a counselor, and a life coach. You can get me at my webpage, yay, at www.bonniealbersonair.com. There is a contact page, a drop box. Tell me what you'd like. I do readings, I do counseling and life coaching, and you can also leave me a message there, how you like the show, what you'd like to hear, and what you think. And I love getting mail. So there's also my email address there. So, and my Skype and my this and my that. So go to my webpage if you can. I am also on YouTube. This has just started about 2 weeks ago. This week I'm going to put up two shows. They won't let me put any more than 15 minutes up, so I do them in blocks. It's going to be marked part 1, 2, 3, 4 if I can do it. And I don't know why. I keep trying and signing up and all this stuff. So go to my channel, Bonnie Albers On Air on YouTube, and like my channel or whatever, subscribe, so then you'll get the new ones coming out. It's really my show that I'm doing here, and I'm going to start doing one guest and then myself. So you'll see me either on Monday or Friday in the morning and one of the guests during the week. So until I start putting every show up, which I ordered a camera, that's what I have right now. So go there and see me doing the show live. Now, we have a fabulous week. I'm so excited, you know, to tell you about. Thank goodness I'm off me. Today, I just want to let you know, I'm going to go meet Gregory Scott. Gregory is, I've had him on the air a few times. He is the tarot and astrologist from the UK. He's a really neat kid. I say he's a kid because, well, he should call me a kid because I'm younger than him. I'm 17. I think he's 33. But anyway, you can check his YouTube out. He does all YouTube videos. He does them really professionally. He does them for your sign. He's a numerologist, astrologist. And I have had him and been speaking with him, and I Skype him, but I've never met him in person. So today he is actually in Florida, and I'm going to meet him. We're both meeting halfway at Harry's Fish House or Harry's somebody's house. So I'm really excited, and that's what I'll be doing a little after the show. So I can't wait to tell you all about that meeting. I'm sure he's super nice because I have Skyped him many times. So I wish I could have gotten him on the show with me, and then we could have done the YouTube together, and maybe that'll be next week because I think he's here for another week. Anyway, this week also, tomorrow, I have my Jerry Humphreys. He is a super cool guy. He's CEO of the magazine, PsychicInsightMagazine.com. I'm Ask Bonnie column there. So please, if you can download that magazine, it is free, and you can read some great articles, see some great interviews, and of course, there's me, Ask Bonnie, and you can see the question and answers that I got. If you'd like to ask me a question, please write into the magazine. There's a contact, and your question, I'm sure, will be shown in the next magazine. Please get your questions in early because there are a lot of questions that come in, and I would love to answer your questions. Again, that's PsychicInsightMagazine.com, and Jerry Humphreys is the CEO. He is also a medium. He's a universal healer. He does Reiki, and I can't tell you, he does Reiki on some of my family and friends, and he's had unbelievable results because he has been doing this. He's one of those Reiki masters. I can't even know what level he is, and he also teaches. He's a hypnotherapist by trade, and he does past life regression therapy. He also does, phobias and who you were in your past life, and he gets rid of habits, phobias, and that's so cool because that's why I love hypnotherapy. He also works very closely with his spirit guides and the medicine animals who bring unconditional love, clarity, and guidance during his readings, and he absolutely will give you your totems. He's just amazing. There's not any Claire he doesn't rock, and he will be here tomorrow at 1 o'clock with me. He's going to be here actually for the next two Tuesdays. He gets so many people that want to hear him, so I'm bringing him in for two Tuesdays. So come this Tuesday, get in line, please call. Jerry would love to talk to you as well as I will. And then, oh my goodness, let me keep going with the rest of the week. Wednesday is Dr. Ron Cole. You know he rocks the heavens, stars, moons, and sky. He'll tell you what's been going on and what is to come for this week. He is also doing the tarot. He's a master tarotist, as well as a doctorate in astrology. He also is a teacher and was at Silva Mind Control. He does mind control, teaches you how to control your mind. It's a cool course. It was really big in the 80s. He's one of the instructors, so we'll get into that. But his tarot readings are, he's not doing tarot readings. He's actually teaching you the card meanings. So I don't know if he's on 7 and 8 this week, but he does 2 cards a week. He goes into all the symbolism and meaning, and I can tell you there isn't anything you will miss on that card. He uses the Rider-Waite deck, which everybody usually starts with, so you'll get actually all the symbolisms of things that I never saw in cards. So please join him 1 to 2 on Wednesday. And Thursday, it's the girls. It is Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brandt, and me. We are going to be talking, taking callers, laughing, having fun, answering questions, rocking every Claire that we all have. And it is just like The View, kind of, only in metaphysics. So we take audience participation, of course. Then to be announced is Thursday, and Friday is wrap up your week with me. But we're really not wrapping up the week, because Saturday I've got a fabulous special show with the psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. His new book, Evidence of Eternity, just came out. It's sold out already. You can't even get it on Amazon. It came out within a week, was sold out, and all his publisher is now having to send the books all over again. So if you don't, his first book was Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. It was a New York Times bestseller list. He made every TV show from CBS, NBC, and Fox. This book, he's already started the circuit again. So I am so excited to offer him to you on my show. I'm so grateful that Mark will come do this in the middle of all of his TV appearances. He just appeared on Houston Today. He is going to be here on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. The interview and himself is going to be unbelievable. He will be bearing all, and I can't wait to ask him the questions from Evidence of Eternity. If you guys have any questions for Mark, get in early, and I will look at them in chat and see if he will answer them. Don't ask him personal questions, because he does this for a living. What he wants is questions about the book. So if you want to know about where the light comes from, what happens to suicides, that's what this book deals with. And I am so excited, so happy, and so grateful to bring him here Saturday night at 7 o'clock. The psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony, will be on my show. So that wraps up this week, and I'm so excited. I want to thank everybody for coming and for being here. We are going to continue, before I take some calls, with, we're getting there. Spirits that be directed me to talk about the Baloo, the throat chakra. I thought we were getting to the third eye chakra, but I'm still being directed to read about the throat chakra, to tell you about how to rock the throat chakra, what diseases, what colors, what music tones, and what angels rock that throat chakra. So hopefully this will be moving on to the third eye chakra for Friday. The throat chakra is our ability to communicate. Well, I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I had a reading by a friend who said, Bonnie, you need to clear your throat chakra. So even if you do know how to communicate, you are well and speak well and get your feelings out and your ability to communicate, we all have to clear it every once in a while, because we do and are attuned to what's going on in the planets, the world, the stars, the moon, and sometimes our throat chakra and how we communicate is either off, or we are saying things we shouldn't. We're being too aggressive or hard. We take things too personally and seriously, and we say things we really shouldn't say. My big thing going into the throat chakra, it's the communication, self-expression of feelings, and the truth. When you don't rock the truth, and you know, there was a book put out, and it was called that we tell little lies 90 times a day. And I thought it was interesting when I'm doing counseling about what those lies are. So unless you're standing in your truth, and that's not truth that hurts somebody, because if you know, here's a good example of what they said in the book. So if somebody says, "Oh, do you like my outfit?" and you really don't, and people say, oh, I love your outfit. That makes that other person feel better. But you've kind of lied, that kind of little white lies. I don't really believe in lies at all. I think they only hurt people in the long run, but I don't believe in hurting people. So watch what you say. Stand in your truth. So if somebody says, do you like my outfit? And you really don't say, oh my goodness, I know why you've chosen it. You are just so special in it, which doesn't give the pressure that you like it or you don't like it. And that's just little petty things. But I try really hard to stand in my truth, but I will never hurt somebody standing in my truth. And that is what I love about that book, that it was 90 lies a day, or people tell 90 lies a day, because they are little white lies. They're there to not hurt people. And we're not talking about those. We're talking about standing in your truth, meaning say what you feel with love and light. Don't let somebody tramp over you. Don't let somebody abuse you, hurt you. If you have something to say, say it, but say it in a way that doesn't hurt others either. I had a good example of home. So I just want to let you know that communication is all about self-expression, your feelings. Don't hurt people, even if your feelings are hurt, but you can communicate to them that you don't like how or how they've talked to you, what they're doing or what they're saying, but you can do it in a way that actually diffuses everything and all verbal communication. And it's a skill. You have to teach yourself, because most people want to react when somebody says something to them. And so I say take a big deep breath. Think how you would feel and put it out there in love and light. And it's not always easy. The throat chakra rocks the blue, the bright blue color stone, which I just love. It is the things that come through the throat chakra are clear blue. And I love that. The note, if you want to clear your throat chakra, is the note G. So if you listen to music, Google the G note if you need to clear your throat chakra, because that is what is considered the tone that clears the throat chakra. Also, I'm going to go into some of the things that the throat chakra, if you're not standing in your truth, if you're not feeling good about yourself or not being able to communicate well, happens. Now, I am a nurse. I believe in Western and Eastern medicine together. I don't believe in one and not the other. So when I give you these diseases or anything that could be wrong with the throat chakra, please, if you rock one of these, you need to see your physician. And then what if it's fine, then you look at Eastern medicine and doing the natural stuff. If it's not, then you have any of these, you use both. I believe in both. So I've seen too many things not happen. I have seen miracles, but I have to tell you that I really believe miracles happen with both. So when you have the throat chakra, the physical problems you could have are TMJ, disorder in the jaw, swollen glands in the throat, throat cancer, neck problems, chronic childhood tonsillitis. Oh, I got to tell my daughter about that. Hypo and hyperthyroidism. Thyroiditis, thyroid cancer, Hashimoto's, Graves' disease. Well, I think that most of us, I'm not sure, but every woman and being a nurse that I talk to have some type of thyroid disease, so including myself. So that's interesting. Chronic sinus problems, any disorders of the throat, voice, mouth, teeth, or gums. So here's what you can do. If you have any of them on a lesser scale, meaning that you don't have to see your doctor, because certainly you have to see them for a lot of these problems, be completely truthful in your journal. If you're angry, be angry. But don't be angry towards people. Write it down in a journal. Be uncensored in your journal so that you can dissipate all the anger within yourself by writing it on the page, scribbling on top of it, and then burning it. Be who you are. Maybe you look polished and put together at meetings, but feel scared and childlike inside. Write about it. Maybe you are going to see your wife's family, your husband's family, your kid's family, and they make you feel stupid and fiery. Write about it. Write the truth down if you can't say the truth. And then look at it and ask it to be gone, and then you have stood in your truth. Why it works is it gives you your authentic self back. When you can trust yourself on those pages, on your journal, and trust that nobody else is reading it, that you can get rid of it, it actually dissipates the anger that you have, or the frustration, or the sadness. You've given yourself permission to be you, to speak your truth without hurting others. And I love that, because we don't want to hurt others. That's called karma. Just because we are lashing out or feeling bad, we don't want to make anybody else, because we want to watch our karmic footprint in this world and how we act to others. Because remember, there is a saying, whatever you do to somebody, whatever you rock, you're going to get back tenfold, whether that's good or not so good. So what I say is, let's reduce the karmic footprint that we have in this lifetime. Let's only stand in our highest self, be positive. Even in negative situations, you can be positive. You don't have to speak negative. And let's dissipate all the anger, the self-doubt, the self-loathing. Let's like ourselves. Let's stand on our truth. Let's say this is the way we are. Let's change what we don't like. Let's co-create your universe the way you want it, even in the darkest situations. Stand in your truth. Now, I am going to go into, and then I'm going to get to the phone lines, what angels you can call on to help you. I love this because, in fact, I'm wearing the color blue. Candy saw me on Skype today, and I only wish I could put this up, but I'm not taping for YouTube, but I think I'm going to start, and then I'll start wearing the colors of the chakras I'm talking about. Anyway, there are so many angels you can call on, and angels that mix colors. Turquoise is the color of blue and green. So I'm going to just give you a few that you can call on if you need help with your throat chakra, standing in your own right, standing for expression, speaking your truth. One of them is Michael. I love Archangel Michael. He does both colors, purple and blue. So I'm going to tell you, I love him. I call him on all the time. I think he probably says when I call him, okay, Bonnie, what do you want again? But he stands there. He fights for you. He will help you. The only thing I'd like to, I saw a clip on, and I love this, is when you call on your angels, you've got to be willing to help yourself too. Michael will help you fight. He will help get all the good things that you need. He will help everything for you, but you got to be standing there in yourself. So here, Michael's name means he who is like God, or he who looks like God. Oh, and Michael's awful cute, so gosh only knows. He, she, people say, so Michael, Archangel Michael is a guy, but this archangel is a leader among archangels. He is in charge of the order of angels known as the virtues, and he oversees the light workers' life purpose. So all us light workers, everybody out there, and everybody is a light worker. It's whether you're tuned in. Michael's your dude. He can be called on to fix electrical, mechanical devices, guides, directs, feels lost if you feel lost or stuck with respect to your life's purpose or career path. You can call on Michael whenever you are afraid or vulnerable, and he will come immediately. He gives courage, protects you from anyone who might have intent to harm you. And that's why a lot of people call on Archangel Michael for protection. His aura is royal purple. When he's nearby, you can see bright blue. And this is why I'm reading this to you, because your throat chakra is bright blue. So he also does both. He is a fiery energy. His presence is enough to make you sweat. Yay, I love sweating. So call on Archangel Michael when you have problems with your throat chakra. You're also, Sandalphon rocks the blue and green color. Sandalphon's name means brother in Greek and is reference to his twin brother, Archangel Metatron. He is with the prophet Elijah and was rewarded for his good work upon earth, allowing him and Metatron to continue their service from heaven. He is ascended to heaven in a chariot. I love that. Pulled by two horses. He might be the card, the chariot. We'll have to see. I think Ron Cole just read that card. He pulls two horses of fire accompanied by whirlwind and was recorded in the second chapter of the Book of Two Kings. His role is to carry human prayers to God so that they may be answered, but you can also call on him to help with music. Sandalphon's aura and corresponding gemstone is the cool shade of turquoise. I love turquoise because it mixes the heart chakra with the throat chakra, and they're both sitting there together. When you sing from the heart, you sing from the throat, and I love that you can do that with both of these. You can also call on Zadkiel. His name means righteousness of God, and his aura is deep indigo blue. He rocks your third eye chakra, but any blue is coming up from the throat. He is an archangel of mercy and benevolence, and can also help you let go of your judgments and unforgiveness. So again, that's got to rock the third, the chakra of the throat, and that's why I'm giving you these angels. Call on these angels. They can help you. They can help you in your daily life. They can help you with any issues that you have. Again, your throat chakra is how you communicate to others, to yourself, to your heart, to the world. So I want to tell you, I have a great girl that called the other day, and how she says she clears her chakras is she thinks of roses, and I think she's on listening now, but she thinks of the color roses that correlate with the chakra, and you know we can get roses in all colors. So to me, you can take your red rose, your orange rose, which is peach, your yellow rose, which, you know, yellow rose of Texas there. I see Texas pearl on. And then you go to a green rose. You could probably say the stems of the roses, but you can rock a green rose. Then you go to a bright blue rose. You go to an indigo color rose and then a purple rose, and then you let it all out. So you actually can rock these clockwise and just breathe in, see the roses open, spin them really nicely, and then let everything go. I choose to do the rainbow shower because I love that when, the water, the rainbow comes washing down all over my body, it goes right into the drain, takes all the negative energy or negative things you picked up during the day, even if you don't know you have, and it washes them right down the drain. So whichever way you rock your chakras, please know that you got to do it, you got to clear it, you got to be it, you got to know it. So I am hoping after the next two classes, I call them classes because they're teaching me too. The next two shows, we can get into something else, but they have hit me with these chakras. And I really believe it has to do with the moon and the sun being in that solar eclipse, lunar eclipse phase that we've been in. It is helping us with how we feel, letting go, bringing new into our life. And this is a great cycle for everybody. Remember, when something closes, another door opens. Sometimes if you have all doors and they're, you don't know which way, you have to get rid of some things in order for new to start. And that's what these solar eclipses do and lunar eclipses do. And I know we're at the last one, I think April 4th for a while. So it is like, really, this has been a week where I've heard about a lot of people getting angry, their angry words that normally they don't say, they're impatient, they've said things, wrote some things. I've talked to some light workers who've had some issues with people who have been calling or leaving the messages. It has been a really tough week for a lot of people and that's why I think that Spirit wanted me to bring you the throat chakra and writing things with people trying to get rid of and just washing away anger, worry, self-loathing, and then they take it out on others. So again, if you're doing that and you're one of those kind of people, we all rock human abilities. So I know that, you know, it doesn't mean that you're mean or bad or that something is wrong with you. It just means that you're frustrated. You don't know how to get what you're saying out. And a lot of times when that moon and solar eclipse comes, it eclipses something right out of your life. But remember that it brings back in new things, better things, and things that will really you resonate with. So if some door closes, and they will close, remember that the new doors that are coming in will be so much better for everybody. And I love that. Remember, if you're the ones that are saying not nice things to others, which, you know, we all tend to do, even, you know, with children, you get frustrated and you say things that you normally wouldn't because they frustrated you. Just remember that it's all due to these moon and sun eclipses, but that they're showing you what you're doing and how you have to correct it to move on. So I love that. I know that somebody was speaking with me, and I never see them angry, and they were just angry, and I couldn't figure it out. Well, then I looked and saw the sky and knew what was going on. And then when I mentioned it to them that, hey, you don't talk like this. This isn't nice. You know, what you're doing is you're hurting others and yourself. They just bursted in tears and said, you're right. I don't know what's going on. And a lot of times it's all of these influences and wherever they are in your chart that will affect you, and you have to deal with. They let it out. They know where they can hide once you get all those words out. And then you've got to pick up the pieces. Know that you're not going to do this. You're not going to talk to people like this because you don't want to be talked to like that. And you correct it. That's the only way things roll. And then once that happens, you move to the next door. And oh my goodness, you see such fabulous things starting. You see fabulous things opening up for you. So sometimes the eclipses mean they eclipse something out. And a lot of them, and we've had Aries, which is fast starts, moving fast, and then we have to pick up the pieces. But know that if any door closes, 10 more will open. That's what Spirit does for you. So now that I've done that, I am going to go to the phone lines. But I thank everybody, and if anybody in chat has anything they want to ask me, I am here. And it, Candy, if you can put that up, if you know, want to write that in your ask me, then I can try. But I'm going to take 402. 402, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Bonnie, it's Ku'ulelani. How are you doing?
Hi, Ku'u. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good. I just wanted, I mean, it's okay. I've had a really exciting, crazy weekend. My ex came into town, and I guess in his mind, he thought we were going to be together, and that wasn't going to happen. And it turned into a nightmare for my kids and for everybody. And so on the positive note, I have somebody new in my life that came out of the blue of nowhere. You know, I was having car problems, right?
Yeah.
The AAA driver that picked me up in my car, I ended up dating him. He ended up asking me to be his boyfriend, so. I don't know, it's kind of cheesy and really that makes me feel like a schoolgirl, but I said yes, and I'm really enjoying, like, this new relationship with this new person that's kind of in the same situation as me. He has sole custody of his child, and he's, like, just trying to make it work through life. And so when you're not looking for things, they kind of just fall into your lap.
You know what, Ku'u? I am so, oh my goodness, I get chills all over. That means that this relationship, oh my God, I mean, I have Spirit here, and they're just giving you the go-ahead, because I've got to tell you something. While you were talking, Spirit hit me. They're not saying anything. They're slapping me on the back. So it is crazy. That's okay. It's crazy how it's all over me. And so what I'm going to tell you is this. I love that you brought this up because, one, I want to talk about the first situation. The first situation, you know, I always feel like it takes a lot to go back. And a lot of people don't realize this, but when you end something, you ended it for a reason. And so when you go back to revisit it, what I tell people is if you've got an old boyfriend that you broke up with, and this has nothing to do with you or your husband, but your ex-husband or boyfriend, you tend to pick up right from that same place, and you think it's wonderful, but the same problems existed. So I always tell people if they're going to revisit an old boyfriend, then you have to start anew like you never knew each other. It doesn't work when you go backwards. So I am really happy to hear that you did not go for any of that, because I could feel I could feel what was going on.
I was actually praying for a miracle. Like, I was praying to God because I'm the type of woman that really doesn't like to argue. And I'm not saying that I'm a pushover, but eventually I don't want to fight. I just don't want drama around my kids. I just don't want to argue. And I'm trying to make, you know, I'll give into things I don't want to do. And I was like, you know, God, I don't really want this in my face. I don't really think I can emotionally handle dealing with him screaming and yelling and telling me why I don't feel the way I do. And just so happened, things just happened the way they did. And God does answer your prayers in the way that you don't expect it to be answered.
Oh, honey, I so know that. I mean, I've got to tell you, because we always say, well, in my business, we always say that you could be at the gas station and the guy at the pump next to you drops his keys, you pick him up, and now you're married a year later. So I think that you can meet anybody. You know, it's so funny because you even see people and they have a song by a train, 50 Ways to Say Goodbye. Remember, he's in the he's in the fruit aisle and he's trying to meet somebody. So if anybody doesn't know that, it's an interesting vid. But people meet everybody everywhere, and that you met this guy when you least expect it usually is when your guard is down and when you actually can be the person you are. And the same thing with that person. So it's a great meet. I love that this has come about for you. I feel like you both do have a lot in common, and I believe that he picks you up when you're not doing well, and you pick him up when he's not doing well. So I can't think of any better type of relationship. I feel that he's a fast mover, honey. He's a fast mover.
Yes. A little faster than I'm used to, and I'm like, it makes me really nervous, but I don't get that scared feeling. I only feel that warmness and, you know, that warm feeling inside. So I'm trusting that warm feeling, and as soon as I get that put off vibe, that I'm not scared to say something, you know. But he does move fast, a lot faster than normal people.
Well, he knows what he wants. That's the thing. He knows what he wants, and he knows what he doesn't want. And for him, it's really important. I think he really loves, he wants to be in a relationship. He wants to find a permanent fixture in his life. He wants to find a love that will last him forever. And he craves it. And so when he sees it, he's going to move pretty quickly. With you, I feel like you are intuitive enough to know whether it is or it isn't. And I feel like if you've moved this quickly, that your picker is telling you it's okay. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I feel like if this continues, marriage is coming up pretty quick. So you've got to be prepared for that. So, and I think that it's funny because I really think that that you are. It's really crazy, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but I really feel that you are.
Yes, I think so too. It's a different thing, and you know, I really can appreciate that he's going through the same struggle as me because he's really just taking care of his daughter by himself, and he knows how hard it is, you know, and he doesn't mind my, like, he really likes, enjoys my children. And vice versa. So it's just really beautiful to enjoy the time we have on this parallel journey together, you know? So
can I ask you a question, Ku'u? Because I still feel, does he have a job that he can move? Because I still feel you're going to want to go home, honey. I feel like the land is calling you. I've told you this before. And I think that, I see, so funny, because I think he'd be willing to go with
you. I told him that. I said, I think I'm going to go back to Hawaii. I don't know if I'm going to stay here for very long. He was like, I'd come there with you. I can work there, too.
Absolutely, because I see it. It's so funny, because what I see is four people. I see him barefoot in pants and a shirt. I see you barefoot in... I don't know what you're in, like, I don't know, maybe a sundress, and I see two kids barefoot. So I don't know why only two, but maybe they're the youngest. I'm not quite sure. But I do see, like, when they show me four, I think of the four of wands or the four of, and that's happiness, family, and together. So I really believe that if this continues in the way that I think, that I hope for you, that this continues, because, you know, energies can change. This is going to be somebody that's going to bring you a lot of love and joy. And I think with a second income, you actually can move home.
Right. Awesome. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Bonnie. That was a beautiful reading. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, I love you, Ku'u. You know that. Please call and, you know, keep us informed of what's going on. And I will tell you that when you meet somebody out of the clear blue, usually spirit has put them there for a reason.
Yes.
And
you're
so intuitive and you're so in tuned with yourself. Even though we can't read ourselves that well because we have emotions that come in, you know what's right for you and for all beings with you. So I really believe that you know, and you're really bubbling over. I can feel the, like, bubbling over in yourself, that you finally met somebody that understands you. That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's ready and not scared.
Yeah.
Or not crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, that is that. Listen, honey, that is the truth. So
right.
I want to tell, let me know, you know, how things go. And you're bright, you're beautiful, you're sweet, you're intuitive, and you're intelligent. And you'll know whether this is going to continue right for you and what you need to do. But if I see him over there in Hawaii, then for me, I really believe that you need to go. Your homeland is calling, and you know it, and you'll make it work.
Great. Thank you. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much.
You're welcome. Have a great right day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hey, everyone, I'm so happy that Ku'u called because I love that she brought through what you can meet somebody anywhere. You know, I love online because, you know, I think that it expands your horizon. It gives you the availability to meet people that you might not meet. And when you meet them, but you can also meet somebody you could drop a penny and somebody pick it up. I believe spirit brings to you who needs to be with you, who needs to support you and emotionally teach you something. So not everybody stays in your life, but they're there for a reason. Because, see, I don't believe in any coincidence. I'm going to put Candy on, and I think it's, yeah, let me see. Hey, Candy.
Hey, Bonnie. How are you? First off, good. Jerry sends you three scarves this morning or afternoon for him.
Oh, I love Jerry. I can't talk more graciously. He's a teacher. He's got that Dumbledore. He doesn't look like him, so I don't want anybody to think that. But he is one of the most, his energy is so fabulous. It's that of a master teacher. And so I love being his presence all the time. So, Jerry, you know, if you heard me talk from the beginning, I love you. You rock everything that I hold dear. And I'm so happy, my friend, to know you as well as have you on the show. So I love that.
Okay. And then second, little fairy in the chat room wants to know if she should become friends with Kay or if there's a lesson to learn with him.
Let me, just give me 1 second.
The first initial of the guy's name is Kay.
What's his, can I ask what his birth date is? Not his year, but his birth date.
Okay. Little fairy, can you give me the birth date if you know it?
And actually, little fairy, you can call in for Jerry tomorrow at 1 because he'd be perfect to tell you. But I'm going to tell you this. Is he available? Because for some reason, that's what they're asking me to ask you. Because I can't give you advice on somebody that I feel might be taken. So I don't know if he's got a girlfriend or one he hasn't told you about or wife. But I kind of feel like friends are good. I mean, you can be friends with anybody, but friend intent is what you need to do before, unless you find out that he is single. If you find out he's single, then friends moving on to something else could be fabulous. But for some reason, they're rocking the boat here, saying that he might not be available. So that's the only thing. And I'm looking at a date. So that's why I need a date from you.
She doesn't know the date.
Okay. Because I kind of see the number 10. So maybe it's in, maybe he's a Scorpio or a Libra. Because I know 9 is Virgo and 10 is October. And you split October into a Libra or a Scorpio. So I believe, especially if he's a Libra, you better find out if he is single. So,
she said that he is in between his late 20s and early 30s. He is taken, and she said friends only. Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe everybody's a friend till they prove not to be a friend. So, little fairy, I can tell you this. I absolutely will tell you that if he's working with you and you can be friends at work, that's great. Everybody we come in contact with, and you hear me say this, teaches us a lesson no matter what. And it's the lesson that you need to understand and look at with him. So if it's that you end up really liking him and, you know, you wish that you could find these characteristics in someone else that's single, whether it be that he's kind, that he's a teacher, that he looks out for you, then the lesson is that who I look for will have some of these qualities. It could be that it turns out that you don't like the qualities he shows, and he teaches you that he looks good on the outside, but he's not good on the inside, and not, you know, not bad, but just not the type of person you'd want to be with. So you're the one that has to feel that lesson. What else, Candy?
She said we keep crossing paths, so I was wondering if we can be friends somehow.
Okay, if she has
I think that's what you're telling her, that they can.
Yeah,
they might be friends.
And the thing is, little fairy, everybody you come in contact with, including the show, is there to help, to teach you, to be with you, and as you me. So whenever we are with somebody, there's a word or there's a phrase or there's somebody that comes to this show or somebody you meet in life that you need to learn something or take something from. So absolutely, I would say, if you have clear thought about being a friend, because, you know, I don't wonder why it's fuzzy for me. It's fuzzy to think that maybe you would be more than friends if you could. But if your intent is friendship, I say go for it. Learn something from him. I really believe you're going to pick up qualities that you really like in him that might be what you're looking for in a single man. And I'm going to tell you that that's what Spirit's kind of hitting me with. So I love that, because we all need to know what we want and what to look for and what the qualities are. And this gentleman can teach you those qualities or the opposite. But I kind of feel like he's going to have something you really admire or like about, and that's what you want to pick up in the next guy. And it'll be like your antenna. As soon as you see it in a single guy, you'll know that that's what you want. So does that, can you relate to that, little fairy? Hello?
I think everything is, yeah, she didn't answer me, so I think everything's resonating with her.
Oh,
and then I have another question in chat.
I love questions, and I love chat. Hi, everyone.
From Southwest Campus, they say, I'm lost. Is Eclipse connected to the chakras in Aries? They say, I'm Aries.
This eclipse was, I mean, you can ask, actually who you should ask, and maybe Jerry can pick that up in chat, but you should ask Ron Cole. But I believe Aries has a lot to do with the last week. in as solar eclipse or new moon. And yes, you're in Aries. You should be probably have been hit in the last 2 weeks pretty tough, either with communication, with things ending or beginning, because I know we have a Gemini is Aries connection, I think, this month. So
mm-hmm.
you could probably listen to Ron Coles. I think the last Wednesday he talks about this. So maybe you want to go into the archives. But Aries, I love you. I've got a lot of Aries friends. My son is an Aries moon. They're starters. You start the zodiac. You're the ones that go, woohoo, but you're also hot-tempered, and you charge before you think. And see, I love that. I do that, and I'm not even Aries, because I got to tell you that I used to tell people that I was Aries in the first, meaning that I charge and I don't think first. And in the first house, it's all about self. And then I always say not, because I don't have that, but that's how I act. So I love Aries. Aries, you start us off. You're the babies of the zodiac. You're like the age from 1 to 5. And what happens from 1 to 5, look, you put your fingers in things you shouldn't. You learn you don't touch light bulbs, but you move quickly. And you are the chargers ahead of the zodiac. So I love that.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I have another question from Texas Pearl, and I love this question. I now have a BTR friend, and our lives sync in events. She is in Minnesota, me in Texas. Is there such a thing as parallel lives?
Absolutely. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Texas Pearl. I got to tell you something. First of all, we're not, again, we don't meet in coincidence. We meet because of fate, okay? So I don't believe that there is coincidence. I believe it's all pre-written or pre-done with you know, we all have free will. So what I want to tell you is this. When you meet somebody and they're that close to you in proximity as far as your life and how it's occurring, both of you can learn from each other. Because if you really look at that friend and she's mimicking what you're going through, then both of you can come up with solutions that might be slightly off but will help each other in the same way. So, oh my goodness, I love that. And the more you can meet people, especially Texas Pearl, I know what you're going through, the better you'll move through your life, because you're actually going to be helping her move through her life, and you'll be mirror imaging what you're saying. So I love that. And yes, I do believe there are people who come down here with the same agenda in different life forms. So, yeah, I do.
Okay, and then Jerry's answer was, it was a powerful eclipse and supermoon, and the Aries energy will have experienced a communication clear out. The full moon on April 4th will be powerful for Aries.
Wow.
Awesome,
Jerry. Oh my God, he's even he's even answering questions in chat, which I love, because that's why we have chat. But thank you for clearing that up, Jerry, because you know Aries are having some issues, as well as a lot of the signs. I mean, I just heard from a Cancer moon that they were depressed and all kinds of stuff, and I'm thinking, what? So I know that a lot of people have been hit by these. I'm not quite sure why, and I don't know what they mean, and that's what maybe we'll talk about tomorrow, Jerry, at 1 o'clock. But, you know, why? What does this mean? But I think it has to do with clearing out and
clearing out and
then making space for new. And that's what I kind of feel intuitively. Go ahead, Candy.
Well, we're also in a Saturn retrograde, I think we still are, and that's also reconsider.
Yes. Always Saturn. I think wherever Saturn hits you, and I think Jerry will answer this tomorrow, but I think it's going retrograde, or it's not retrograde.
It's already in retrograde.
But it's got to be in what
like
house?
A week ago?
Yeah, it depends on what house it's retrograde in for you. And so the thing is, this is all about giving you enough. For me, it's giving you another chance in business. Like if there were opportunities missed, if there were things that you had going on and you couldn't do something, this is giving you another chance to hone in, refine, redefine, refine what you've done, and maybe the outcome will then move on. So I love that about Saturn, depending on where it hits you. It's not great when it hits you in certain houses. And I know that it left Scorpio in December, and my daughter, Scorpio, it hit her for 3 years. The good news is it was in her educational house, so it really made her think and work and strive hard to get. And now that it's left, it's a, hopefully a little easier for her to move forward. So I love Saturn. Just depends. I hate Saturn. I shouldn't say that. Well, I don't hate anything. But I don't love Saturn because it teaches you the hard lessons, but I understand it needs to be here. So
Jerry just said the Saturn retrograde is a double dose of karma.
Oh, my goodness. Me, Jerry, I don't want a double dose of karma unless it's good. I mean, what kind of karma do I need? I hope I'm clearing up the karma. I don't want a double dose. Well, unless it's a good karma. So,
yeah.
Jerry, and you know that's going to be the first question I ask you. What? What am I paying back at this point? But go ahead.
A little fairy said, what you said makes sense. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, little fairy. And I thank you. Thank you so much because you are a wonderful, fabulous follow the show. I do appreciate you. I see your messages. But unless I put candy on, and which I'm going to start doing towards the end of the show each Monday and Friday that you are here, I can't read, talk, be out in the ethers, and think at the same time. So, yes, I see when you ask me a question. I can't type while I'm on the air. So, and before I get on, if I can read it, and I don't know what the little blinking thing is all the time, so I am going to start putting candy on. If candy, that's okay with you at the end to start bringing mm-hmm. me the questions from chat. Question. Yeah.
And then Jerry just said it's in Sagittarius.
Well, I'm Sag rising, and my son is a Sagittarius. Thank you. What does double dose mean, Jerry? I've had it. Now, unless it's good, unless it's the party side, I'm ready. So I'm really excited. We only have 2 minutes left, but I'm really excited because I'm going, like I said, to go meet Gregory Scott. Jerry, I wish you would come to the States so we could also do lunch. Actually, we could do, you know, lunch. We can go to any theme park. But it's interesting. He's the first UK guest that actually came here. He's visiting his sister in Clearwater. So he asked if he could meet me, and I'm so excited because I've had him on my show a few times. And he is a young and a super YouTuber, and I'm really excited to see what is going on with him. I just don't know where he lives in London. He's either in London or I know, Jerry, you probably know. But anyway, it's interesting. I'll be the first UK person I had on the air that actually has come to Florida, and I'm driving, I think, an hour and a half to meet him. And it'll be lunch, and then I'm coming back, so it'll be very interesting. And then, Jerry, don't you worry. I've got your show scheduled. I'm going to put it up. I put you on, and you are on for the next two Tuesdays, so I hope that is okay with you. Anyway, I have 90 seconds left. Is there anything else, Candy, that I can give you for chat? It's got to be 90 seconds or less.
That's all that I have today. Thank you for answering the questions.
Oh, thank you, Candy. You're a big part of the show. I love you. You help us bring in all my guests. You help in chat. You are my angel reader. I mean, oh, my goodness. You and yourself are sending the things that we'll talk about when you're on. And I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Jerry. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, everyone. Please join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock for Bonnie Albers on Air and Jerry Humphreys. He will be answering and taking your calls, and we'll be talking and chatting, and I can't wait. So everyone have a great day. Be happy, and I will see you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye, Candy. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for everybody in chat. Thank you for everybody that called. I love all of you and will always keep you in my heart. Be happy. Bye.